This is our second year.
Okay.
It was kind of born accidentally. I was asked by a local landlord to do sort of just like a night in his pub for Independence Day a couple of years ago, and I thought, what the heck are we going to do for that? Because obviously we don't celebrate it over here. So Pete actually said, well, why don't you base it around Independence Day, the film? So I thought, yeah, what a brilliant idea. So we called it Independence Day, an Alien Encounter. And so we just had four bands on, and it was a fancy dress thing where people dressed up as aliens and other sorts of space creatures. And it was a really good night. You know, it was only a small thing, but it was really successful. So I said to Pete being an astronomer, I said, you know what? I think we could actually do this on a bigger scale and bring the actual science of astronomy into it. And I'd done a bit of research and noticed that there is such a thing as an astro camp where people do go camping to observe the night sky. And there's a few little things that go on, you know, they'll have maybe one or two talks or whatnot. But I noticed that there was no other form of entertainment, you know, like if it rains, or if it's cloudy and they can't observe, what are they going to do? They're just going to be stuck in a tent doing not much of anything. So I thought, okay, we know a really great venue where we could probably do this. And so that's how Solosphere was born. And there was a gap in the market. No one else seemed to be doing it. So we decided to have a go, and we put a 3-day event together, and we had our first one last year.
Yeah, it was quite successful because we had the backing of a lot of professional astronomers. We had backing of people from BBC Sky at Night, and we also had a pretty well-known named musicians there, like Justin Sullivan from New Model Army. And we knew the venue because Sarah and myself used to, well, I'm still in the band, but Sarah left a band called Anubis, and we played at this venue before, and I used to come out there and think, why didn't I bring a telescope here? It's really dark. And so we used that venue, and it kind of suited fine. So,
Well, it's got everything we need. I mean, it's got the dark skies for the observing. It's a good camping area, isn't it? It's actually a working farm, which is diversified into having events there throughout the year. So they've actually converted a couple of their barns, one of which has got like a big main stage in it and a bar and a catering area, and the other one where you can put a little stage in, and that's where we have the talks. So it's got everything we need, and it just works really well. So we just, you know, we need some more people there. We need to sort of get it out there a little bit more. So any form of advertising really helps us. So thank you for getting in touch.
Pleasure. So the main driving force is still stargazing astronomy, but you've got the extra attractions just in case it's cloudy or if people are there for 3 days and they want a bit more entertainment.
Well, the way we work it is that we don't have anything that overlaps. So people can see a band, then they can go to a talk. So there isn't a talk going on while there's a band playing. So nothing overlaps. So everything that people want to do, they can do without missing out on anything. So what we found last year was that the astronomers went to all the bands and they went to all the talks as well. And we had it vice versa. Music fans that had come along ended up going to all the talks as well. So it was a good mix. And a lot of people were saying, they learnt a lot. And we had a top field where telescopes were, and people could go up and use the telescopes if they so wished, and so on. So, yeah, nothing overlaps. So everything's there for everybody.
Looking at the things that you put on, as a layperson, it would appear that you've really got three different events. You've got the music, you've got the fun sci-fi stuff. I mean, your online poster features Cybermen and Star Wars and Daleks, but also you've got the serious scientific side of the stargazing. So how do those three elements dovetail and intersect? Because you might find, I would assume that some people that are really seriously into astronomy might be a bit sniffy if people turn up dressed as Han Solo.
Well, the sci-fi side of it was actually from last year. We gave out a load of feedback forms, and a few people had filled them. Well, a lot of people had filled them in. A few people had suggested that we bring a little bit of sci-fi into it. So we had to think about that and thought, well, just as a taster, really, what we've done, it's not sort of a huge amount of sci-fi. It's just a sci-fi fancy dress party on the first night, just to see how well that goes. We're very open to people making suggestions and sort of making it into a festival they want to come back to. So we're willing to try anything, really. I mean, yeah, of course, you're going to get the sort of like the hardened astronomers that, you know, they might not really think it's a good idea to have music there. But I think we're generally going to appeal more so to people that want to learn, that love music, that love astronomy, and that they want to do it all, really. So you can't please everybody all the time. We just hope that people will, you know, give it a go. And because they do actually, they all compliment each other, really. I mean, you look at Brian May and Brian Cox, both musicians, both astronomers.
There you go, yeah.
And if you've got somebody that is new to astronomy, but just fascinated by it, maybe after watching Brian Cox on TV, that kind of thing, what are they going to gain from this?
Well, the newcomers, we have Cosmos Planetarium there to help the newcomer learn about the stars. And, you know, we did have people there last year. In fact, we had some of the bands were attending the talks because they knew nothing about astronomy. And they sat in there fascinated because it's not, the talks aren't aimed at a highly intellectual level. It's aimed at the beginner. It's aimed for somebody who's just probably, like you say, watched the television, seen Sky at Night or Brian Cox, and thought, I want to know more about this. So, you know, you wouldn't go into a talk and sit there and be baffled by it. It's aimed directly at the beginner. We're not aiming to put on an astronomy festival that's aimed at the hardened astronomer. If they want to do hardened astronomy, they can go into the dark sky field at the top of the site and just sit there and do it. And last year, some did that. They came along, set up their telescopes, and they didn't come down to the talks or the music. But the majority did. So, as I say, there's something there for everybody. You know, if you want to learn, go to the talks.
I guess it should go without being said, but I'll just say it just in case. I presume that because of your location on the Welsh borders, it is somewhere where you're going to get a great view of the night sky if it's clear. You're not going to get that orange streetlight glow there.
No, well, we're on a hillside as well. So although Bulth Wells is quite close, we're well above it. And so you're looking due south, which is always the best way to look if you're doing astronomy, is due south. So you've got the due south horizon. The only horizon you haven't got is north, but there isn't a lot to see on the north horizon anyway. So it's ideal for astronomers, for photography, etc. So, yeah, and it is very, very dark. There were some nice photographs taken last year by some of the more experienced astronomers, let's say.
And where can people go to get more information about the event?
Just go to www.solarsphere.events and everything's on there, how to get tickets. In fact, the whole lineup is on there now, and the times of everything and all who's playing, bands, links to the bands, links to the speakers. So everything you need to know is at that site.
Who's the headliner?
The headliner is the Hawklords. They're all ex-members of Hawkwind.
That's a name then, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, they're all ex-members of Hawkwind. And we've got some big name speakers. We've got Will Gator from the BBC. So a lot of big names. Dr. Alan Longstaff, who's involved in astrobiology. Megan Argo, she's a chief scientist at Jodrell Bank.
And we've got headlining the Sunday. We've got Helen Arney, who is actually a science comedian, singer, songwriter, so she does a bit of everything. And she's been on various TV programs. She was on Blue Peter, Breaking a Glass with the Power of Her Voice and such. She does a great song called The Sun Has Got Its Huff On, whilst wearing a sun costume. So she's quite entertaining. So she'll be headlining the Sunday night because she's a nice mixture of what we're trying to promote, which is the music and astronomy.
And we've got Professor Nigel Hembest. He's the partner of Heather Cooper. I don't know if you remember Heather Cooper. Used to be the ITV's version of Patrick Moore, if you like. Mm-hmm. And Nigel's her partner, and they both write books together, and Nigel's coming along to do a talk as well.
A full weekend. Pete, Sarah, thank you.
No problem.
Thank you very much.